Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning, and we're with Judy Patrick, the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, some sad news we received yesterday, the death of Wayne Bennett. He's the former New York State Police Superintendent. He spent some time in Schenectady in his later years.
Yeah, and he died of cancer yesterday morning. He was just 71. Family and colleagues remembered Mr. Bennett as a man of integrity and strength who cared for the people around him and helped stabilize the city of Schenectady and its law enforcement agencies during his decade at the helm of the city's police and fire departments. He was diagnosed with cancer earlier this year. Bennett served in the New York State Police for 38 years, also holding all but three titles in the State Police Uniform Force and Bureau of Criminal Investigation. He became the agency's 12th superintendent in July of 2003 and led the state police during the high-profile 2006 search for Bucky Phillips, who was an escaped prisoner who shot three troopers, killing one. He retired from the state police in 2007, but within a few months, he was hired in Schenectady as our public safety commissioner. He oversaw both departments, police and fire. He was asked to rein in a police department that was racked by scandal at the time. In the decade that followed, he provided stability and a no-nonsense attitude. He will be much missed in the city of Schenectady.
From that sad news to another story you have today about the Latin American influence on the thoroughbred racing industry in the U.S.
Yeah, that's interesting for us here in the capital region this time of year because the horse racing season is underway in Saratoga Springs. This happened at a series of conferences called the Equestricon in Saratoga Springs. Yesterday's panel was devoted to Hispanic racing industry. Humberto Chavez, a chaplain for the New York Racing Association, he provides spiritual support to hundreds of Hispanic backstretch workers at Saratoga. He said people will continue to come to the U.S. from Latin America to take part in this horse racing industry, in large part because of their passion for working with the horses. The big question, he conceded, is what impact President Donald Trump's tough immigration stance will have on that workforce. We also heard from a market representative for Facet Tipton, that's the thoroughbred auction company. He said there are more than 50 breeding farms with Latin American ownership in Florida. He said that influence really trickles down to the workforce. He said fears of deportation have increased at Saratoga thereafter federal immigration and custom officials arrested nearly 30 Hispanic immigrants in Saratoga Springs early this summer. Saratoga Springs, we should note, relies heavily on immigrants to fill jobs in its thriving hospitality industry.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. For more, you can go to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thank you.